the quarterly insurance update. Mr. Akers, come on up.
Morning, sir.
Hi. Thanks, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
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 All right. So this is the quarterly insurance update. The in your packet on the right-hand side is 2 years worth of data. If you remember, as we've talked before, the insurance carrier uses 2 years to calculate what the premium will be. They look back. The current year that you're in, they count and they weight it 70%. The year prior, they weight 30% to kind of make a ballast to keep the premiums from jumping around any more than they already do. So the first report is 2014 and 15. I just have it in here for your recollection of what we had. If you'll see, there's roughly a 94% loss ratio is what it came in at last year. $1,257,700 worth of medical claims. And then pharmacy claims were $243,875. Against billed premium of $1,600,000. So that was last year, and that's really all I wanted to touch upon that, other than I may reference it back whenever we get into the coming year, and then I'll go kind of page by page on the coming year. So if you could get into the report that's the second one that says 7-1 of 2015 to 6-30 of 2016. Then we'll start running through that, if that's all right. If you turn the first page back, it goes through your claims for facility, physicians, other providers, so on and so forth. This just kind of gives you a breakdown of where the money's being spent. It's put out by subscriber, then dependents, and then combined pay. Shows $1,597,375 worth of claims for this year compared to the $1,237,000 for last year. So obviously we're running a little hot. We talked about that last time. We were running a little bit of a fever. The next page just goes through, and I'd really like to focus on this page if we could, because one of the questions that the commission had was, when are we going to see our renewal? And I really want to focus in on that as far as when we want to see our renewal. If you look, this breaks it down monthly. You'll see that July, August, and September were particularly hot months, where we had over $200,000 worth of claims. As you look from there, the claims seem to moderate quite a bit. You see 122, 102, 108, so on and so forth. So in coming to that million, almost $600,000 total, the 3 months that are the oldest that are showing on this report are the worst months. You guys tracking with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So from that standpoint, the later we wait for the renewal, perhaps the better it would be for us strategically. Because if you remember, these 12 months are weighted 70%, whereas July of 15 that you'll see that's 233,000, that's the worst month on the report, next month we'll be back into the last year's report, which will make it only weighted at 30%. Okay? So last year we received the renewal in September. September 19th, I think, is when they cut it. Don't know for sure when you guys received it, but it was right in that time frame that they actually released the renewal. So my question to you is, I would definitely recommend that we not try to get the renewal any quicker than that, because you'll see those 3 months would be coming off and going into the prior year. So I guess I would ask the commission, and then obviously we'd need to talk with HR a little bit, but what type of time frame would you guys need the renewal, and how long can we wait, because it may be strategically a better play for us.
And I'm trying to remember, was there a
not to exceed a certain percentage if we did a two-year deal with. In the past, we've done that. I can't remember if we did this last year.
That's not currently okay. On the table.
We've already taken advantage of it this time from 2 years. Okay.
Correct.
There might be an issue coming up that we need to discuss, probably in personnel. We're late. We're for that executive session, so you might, after the presentation, you might stay around.
I'm scheduled to do that. They asked me to, so I'm planning on that. So one of the questions, again, is as you'll see, the good news is that we seem to be moderating a little bit in our claims. The bad news is we're still running, as we sit today, about 110% loss ratio. But I think the longer we wait, and of course we don't know for sure, you know, in 10 days I'll have July's claims, and so maybe we'll know there and I'll keep you guys updated. But the longer we wait, potentially at least, looking at the way it looks, maybe the better off we would be as far as when they're going through their renewal formula and calculating our renewal. We typically, when do we run open enrollment? So on October, roughly the 10th, is when they would give me claims through September. And so we could probably wait until then, if that would work with you all's schedule, and I could come over monthly or whatever and update you from now until then. But it might behoove us to wait and see and maybe see if we can get July, August, and September, where we had rough months, into the prior year's calculation as opposed to being in our current year.
There's quite a drop in it from that period of time, and I think that when we put that out before, we tried to do it for the first of October, but it never has worked out that way. So if we can eliminate those three, and I, like you said, it may be a month come in that's higher than all of those, mm-hmm. but also we could take and maybe have a big advantage by waiting till October the 15th if we wanted to set that date, or we don't actually have to set it now. We could wait and let you keep the commission updated on the dollar amount of claims.
Yes, sir.
Be in the best interest of the county.
Especially if we get three more months of June, which was $60,000.
Right. That's
three months of $680,000, $670,000.
As you look down the list, and if we could come in with some of those less than $100,000 claims, then our employees receive a great benefit from the amount of money that they have to pay for an insurance policy. So,
well, my recommendation would be to wait as long as you can. Yeah. So just need your guidance on what that is.
I don't believe we can wait any longer than October the 15th, because there has to be time for everything to work out, and you know more about that than I do. Research, if we decided that they were going to go out for bid again, then the other companies have to have a sufficient amount of time. Also, your company has to look at it the same. So if we want to look at it as a commission for the date of October, you don't get your claim results until the middle of the month. Is that what you're saying?
Usually they drop about the 10th.
Okay.
Is when I'll get them. And so
we would have more of an idea. We can watch these next 2 months, and if they happen to be a lot lower, then the third month might be what we want to wait till that time frame. So anyway, we'll go into more discussion about that as we go through the later months. Next month, if we see it, same decrease.
Do you send these reports to HR?
I'm going to give them to them as soon as we're finished here.
But like next, you said, so next month, you can send them, hey, this is what July's was. And the next month, you can send it. So we can still kind of have the information without you having to come and
sure.
And then Don can present it to us and say, hey, this is kind of where it's tracking.
And that's fine. I mean, obviously, I'm close, so it's not a big deal for me to come over.
Yeah, and I don't care that you come over.
The suggestion I would have, again, to Commissioner Strahan's point, I would say in September it would probably make sense for us to strategize on how we want to do it and whether we want to go to bid and some of those things, because it would make it awful tight in October to be able to turn it and go back to Anthem and Aetna and all the other players and get numbers.
Is it, you know, the way the numbers work, is that when the bills were incurred, or is that when they were billed?
That's when they were paid by the insurance carrier.
Okay.
Now, typically in today's world, that's a lot quicker process than obviously it used to be, right? You can't get out of the hospital. The bill's already at your house. And so the reality is that the claims lag, as they usually call it, is about 30 days, where it used to be 60 or 90 days. One other piece that I would like to draw your attention to on the left-hand side, which is another thing that we'll be watching as we look at this renewal. These are the shock claims reports, just the two pages stapled together. The first is for 2014 to 15, the second is 15 to 16. If you'll look at the far left-hand column, there's a series of A's and T's, and that stands for active and terminated. So on this report, you'll see that seven people who had claims above $25,000, which is what this report shows, we had 14 of them. Seven of them are no longer employed by the county. So obviously, that's one of the things that we would talk to the underwriters about and try to use in our case to get them to give us a better rate. If you flip the page, there's five people that are no longer actively employed with the county, showing on this page. So hopefully this will give us some discussion points, right? Obviously, whoever these folks are, and we don't know, the report certainly doesn't, you know, tell us who it is, but the insurance carrier will know, and we'll be able to hopefully get them to throw out or reduce these claims as they're going. So just wanted to point that out too.
And that's also spouse, child, anybody covered underneath that?
Anybody insured under the plan.
So,
yes, sir.
When you say T was, the word terminated is not.
Right. It doesn't mean we fired them. It just means that they're no longer, for whatever reason,
right,
no longer on the plan.
Right.
Right. And that's the extent of the report I have, unless you guys have further questions.
What's the last DOS mean?
Date of service.
Okay. Is that when this was, or is that when the prior to these were?
I'm sorry, I didn't track with that.
So it gives a description of the highest medical dollar.
Highest diagnosis is what DX stands
DX,
for.
DX, okay.
And then...
Is that date when that diagnosis was done?
That's in other words, for that diagnosis, for treatment of that condition, when was the last time they went in for service?
Okay.
And that's also an important thing to look at, because oftentimes that can let you know, even if they're still active, if they're still employed and on the plan, if the date of service is some time ago, then sometimes we can look at those claims, make sure the underwriter takes a look, because if it's resolved itself, then obviously, you know, the hope is it wouldn't recur and we won't have those claims going forward. And several of them show reports back in 15 was the last date of service. So that's, you know, that we'll have a keen eye on this report as we negotiate the renewal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the last one, number 17. That's not going to happen again. Or it might. But you
well,
know what I mean.
So that particular one's not going to happen
again.
Right. Correct. So it's a mixed bag. I mean, we're still, obviously, because of those 3 months, are still not looking great from a loss ratio standpoint. But again, maybe with being patient and looking at it, hopefully it will continue to improve, and maybe we'll slide in with a decent renewal. At least that's the hope.
total member responsibility